often referred to as AI. Algorithms inform many modern functions, from this robot named Tengai who claims to reduce bias in the recruitment process, to the justice system, to targeted marketing. Machine learning is perceived as being less biased than human decision makers, which in some circles means it's given more credence. Of course, algorithms are only as unbiased as the very human people who program them. AI has the added disadvantage of potentially being plugged into a programmatic function, which then automates the bias. In the past few years, we've seen black women disproportionately misidentified by facial recognition software, women shown fewer ads for higher paid jobs, and Microsoft's Twitter bot Tay learning the hard way that social media can corrupt the purest of minds. Initially, these have been passed off as teething problems, but increasingly organizations will be held liable for these kinds of mistakes. So it's really important that engineers are educated in bias reduction, but it also provides an opportunity for employee networks to contribute to that effort. How do we do that and make ethical progress? First of all, choose the right learning model for the problem. If only we could tell you what that is, because it depends on what you're trying to achieve. Basically, machine learning could be unsupervised, which reduces human added bias. But you may run the risk that with multiple datasets, unrelated correlations suddenly seem significant. Like, if the exec team is mostly men, and more men than women eat toast for breakfast, then eating toast for breakfast is strongly related to being an executive. And by excluding data with the intent to reduce biases like that, you may end up creating more, as would be the case with university admissions, whereby postcodes have been removed. Some people might think this places the assessment purely on qualifications, but not everybody has the same resources or educational privilege available to them, so this could end up working in favour of the more affluent postcodes. As employee networks, you may be more fine-tuned to spot these kinds of biases, so do offer up your services in the early stages of process development to save work later. Choosing a representative training dataset is about trying to make sure that you use a diverse range of people when making inferences about their behaviour. It's unwise to have different models for different groups of people, but you may decide to tag certain characteristics to look for significant data. Sometimes people will add weighting to underrepresented groups, but this should be used with caution because it can suggest odd trends. For example, you want to know the average age of your customers and also segment by protected characteristics. Among the respondents, only one person identifies with having a disability and they are 60 years old. Your AI adjusts for this low result by multiplying the data, and suddenly you've got a massive correlation between people who are 60 and disabled. It's better to use real data and realistic situations to test your algorithms. In the Tay Twitter bot, for example, it was performing reasonably well within the company during testing because users were being respectful of one another. Real data would have been to throw a torrent of abuse at it, which is how real people behaved when it was released and started echoing those phrases back to the public. If they'd tested like that, it wouldn't have been released as it was. You can see how well the real data is performing by testing the algorithm with simple questions, such as, do people of faith use our bank more? And then find out why you receive the answer you do. We're looking for equality in terms of the opportunity people have to access your service, and then how they're treated once they do. Now, if any of this sounds too technical for your organization or role and you're starting to switch off, remember, an algorithm is just a set of rules. Data comes in one end and out the other. It's the pathway for a process. So thinking about these critical tips can help you in scrutinizing other systemic problems too. Data scientists at Google Cloud tried to implement intervention design for this issue of biased algorithms. And what they concluded was that the balance of easiest to most impactful change they could make would be to create a curriculum in ethical design for all computer science majors. They thought it might be possible to significantly influence future employees before they even arrive at the workplace, and so the eventual outcome of AI systems.